This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am on the last day of the National Biodiesel Board Convention in Las Vegas, and I am with Davil, who's with the University of Texas Arlington. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Well, you are a co-chair of the Next Generation Scientist for Biodiesel. So, let's sort of talk a little bit about the program and how you got involved.
Yes, I'm one of the four co-chairs we have in North America for Next Generation Scientists for Biodiesel. I was at Orlando last year for the same conference as a student member, and that's how I got more involved in the whole program. And during, I guess, May or something, they called out for new positions for co-chair. I applied and I was selected. But I think it was mostly, last year I did a poster presentation as well, and I got some really good reviews and comments from the scientists who were there and from industry people, and I think they recognized the work I did.
So how did you hear about it originally? You know, you are getting your PhD right now, and obviously you applied and were accepted with your poster at last year's conference, but how did you hear about it in the first place?
I did a Google search. You won't believe it, but I was interested in this research in the field of biodiesel. And my research is more focused on computational simulations. So this project about simulating reactions in microreactor, it came by and I started doing it, and I got more involved with. I was curious to know like what's going on out there, so I started Googling stuff, and that's when I came to know that okay, there is something called NBB, and it's so big and it's not like a small thing. And I tried to find out if there is some student organization. So I found out this Facebook page which they had, and they have a part of a page in a website, I guess. So that's how I contacted the people. The co-chair, last year's co-chair, Bernie was there, who was here this year as well. So I contacted them and tried to get more involved in it.
So when were you working on some research for biodiesel prior to your PhD, or did you not get into this until you started your PhD program?
I started the research on biodiesel when I started PhD program. So I did my master's thesis as well, but it was not related to biodiesel. So when I started my PhD, my professor, he had already patented a microrefinery for biodiesel production. And he wanted to explore some computational aspects in exploring design changes and that kind of stuff. So my expertise is more towards CFD, which is computational fluid dynamics. So what I try to do is I try to simulate what's happening in real life on computers using programs and softwares and that kind of stuff.
So does that help enable other areas of research in terms of sort of pre-knowing how things are going to react? Does that help identify areas that you can improve on the technology so that the technology gets better?
Yes, the technology gets better. So this micro reactor for biodiesel in itself is a very new technology. It's not yet commercialized. But the aim of my project was to get a computational model in place. So once the computational model is verified, then changes like, say, how it would affect if amount of fats increased in the feedstock, or say how it will affect if the design of the reactor is changed. Those kind of like explorations for design and process can be done very fast compared to experimental verification. So if you are trying to do an experiment for that, then it might take weeks, days at least. And once you have a computational model in place, you can use that computational model for, it might take even like couple of hours to get a fair idea of where we are going to. So that was a major contribution.
So what's your plans after you get your PhD? Do you want to stay in academia, or are you looking to go into industry?
I'm looking to go into research, but I like to go, I would prefer going into industry research. The things are more fast in there. In academia, you have various things like getting funds is really difficult. For example, this project which I'm doing, it's a kind of my interest project and not something which is funded for my PhD. My PhD project is something else. So it's kind of getting difficult to find funding. So the industry moves much faster than that. And it's always good to see what you are conceptualizing getting built, and which is much more easier in industry research. But I would definitely like to stick to the research aspect of it.
Now, what about your role as co-chair? I know one of the unique things about this organization you're involved with is you have current scientists and researchers who are involved in mentoring the students. So are you planning on moving your role after you obtain your PhD to more of a mentor position in the organization?
This is a little tough to answer. I won't consider myself in a position to mentor someone, but right after I graduate. But I would definitely like to get involved with this association, especially the NGSB, because what I feel is I am a mechanical engineer. I did my master's in aerospace engineering, and the kind of student bodies this area of mechanical or aerospace engineering have, it's huge, and there are lots of people out there who are working with biodiesel. Lots of students doing great research in different universities, but still they don't know about it. For example, there was no involvement of NGSB in my university prior to I Googled it, which you can say not exactly random, but I mean, so there are students out there who might want to get more involved, but they don't know. So this is a great thing to do. The American Society of Mechanical Engineers has a student chapter which has more than 400,000 students, while we are around 400. So there are 400 students, present and past maybe, who know and who are in some way involved with NGSB. So once I graduate, I would like to spread more awareness about this so that more people can take benefit of this.
So what's your advice for students, whether they be, you know, in their first year of college or whether they be, such as yourself, close to getting their PhD, to get more involved?
I think the best way I got more involved was through this conference. But not everyone can come to the conference. But every year, NGSB sponsors a few students. And you can apply for that. Come here. It gives you a broader perspective about the whole biodiesel as an industry as a whole, not just the work which you are doing, which is like a small part of a big industry. So getting more involved is, we have a Facebook page, you can go there. There is always someone, or even Jenna keeps on posting what's going on, which may relate to the students more. So following the Facebook, trying to come to a conference, and if you are passionate about it, I mean, I think you will find a way.
Great. Well, thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.